Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. What if I told you that the same man who helped orchestrate the raid on Trump's home was running his own classified information leak operation for years, and the FBI had the receipts the entire time? This isn't speculation anymore. This is documented fact, and what you're about to see will fundamentally change how you view the Russian investigation, the media, and the two-tier justice system that's been weaponized against President Trump and his supporters for years. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you make sense of all the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you are making happen. So if you want a front row seat on how you are changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. James Comey, the former director of the FBI and perhaps the single most corrupt and incompetent one at that, is yet the latest swamp creature to find himself in some serious hot water. Newly declassified FBI documents obtained through Kash Patel's investigation reveal that James Comey did not just leak information, he built an entire shadow media operation using taxpayer dollars to boot. He hired Columbia Law professor Daniel Richmond as a, quote, special government employee, gave him top secret clearance. He was paid by our tax dollars. He had access to all kinds of sensitive, compartmented information. And Comey tasked him with one mission: burnish Comey's reputation and shape media narratives against Donald Trump. But here's where it gets criminal. According to FBI interview transcripts, Richmond met with Comey in January 2017. He received classified information directly from the FBI director, then had conversations with New York Times reporter Michael Schmidt, conversations that led to articles containing that very same classified information being published for the public. So Comey was deliberately leaking classified information, which is a felony, to the legacy media through this Columbia Law professor friend of his, who he designated as a special government employee paid for by our tax dollars. Now, this was part of Comey's revenge tour, particularly after he got fired as director of the FBI by President Trump during his first term. John Solomon has been reporting that the Inspector General of the Justice Department, through a very thorough investigation, did conclude that Comey did, in fact, intentionally leak classified information to the media through this Columbia University liaison. And the entire purpose of those leaks was to establish anti-Trump narratives in the media, specifically, you guessed it, that President Trump colluded with Russian agents to steal the 2016 election and sabotage the rightful coronation of Hillary Clinton as Madam President. Now, to get a sense of how serious this is, let's take a walk through memory lane, shall we? remembers just weeks back the legacy media feeding frenzy surrounding Pete Hegseth and the Signal chat controversy. You remember that? Hegseth was being accused by every single legacy media outlet 24/7 of mishandling classified information on an unsecure instant messaging app, and that was ample grounds, we were told. In fact, he was under every obligation under the sun, President Trump, to fire Pete Hegseth immediately, and the Justice Department needed to bring charges against him. Do you remember that? Oh, but that pales in comparison. I mean, let's go further on that stroll through memory lane. Why was Mar-a-Lago raided by the FBI? Why was President Trump indicted by Jack Smith in Palm Beach, Florida? Is it not because he supposedly mishandled and even leaked classified information? National security secrets? Is it therefore not strange and uncanny that that same legacy media that bent over backwards 24/7 in their deliberate efforts to try to stoke public panic over these supposed breaches of national security and the leaking of classified information, which is a felony? It's a felony. Is it not the least bit bizarre that that same legacy media has gone so noticeably and palpably silent when it comes to these bombshell revelations that they were complicit in leaking classified information? Oh, and gang, it gets juicier. The FBI documents reveal this wasn't just a rogue operation involving Comey and his Columbia pal. Comey directly ordered FBI officials, including the now infamous Peter Stroke and Lisa Page, to provide official assistance to the New York Times for all their anti-Trump articles. The same Stroke who texted about stopping Trump from becoming president. The same Page who called Trump loathsome and awful. Yeah, these weren't neutral law enforcement officers conducting an investigation. They were political operatives using classified intelligence to craft media narratives deliberately intended to sabotage the Trump presidency, a duly elected president. Stroke briefed the Times three separate times, and according to the documents, the Times explicitly told FBI officials they possess classified information. But here's what's truly outrageous. The FBI knew all about this. They knew it. They had six separate criminal investigations into classified information leaks, complete with code names like Arctic Frost. They had the evidence. They had the testimonies. They had the smoking guns. And what did the Department of Justice do? What did Merrick, no one's above the law, Garland, do about it? Nothing would be an understatement.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain-rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at
Now, obviously, this pattern of corruption extends far beyond James Comey. We reported just yesterday on the declassified documents that reveal that Congressman Adam Schiff, now Senator Adam Schiff, then ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee, personally approved leaking classified information derogatory to President Trump that would be used to indict him. A Democrat whistleblower. Keep that in mind. This was a career intelligence officer who worked for Democrats for over a decade. He's the one who told the FBI that he personally witnessed Schiff give a thumbs up to these leaks. According to the whistleblower, Schiff felt thwarted. He believed that he would have been appointed CIA director if Hillary Clinton had won. And he viewed Trump's election as a constitutional crisis, i.e., it was a professional downer for him. So he decided to manufacture a constitutional crisis using declassified intelligence as his weapon of choice. And Representative Eric Swalwell, windbreaking Swalwell, is being accused of similar behavior, felonious behavior as well. But I do want to double down on the breathtaking hypocrisy here among our entire political elite, most especially our legacy media. When the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago, they told us, again, ad nauseum 24/7, that classified information is sacred. When they indicted Trump, they told us 24/7, no one is above the law. No one is above the law. No one is above the law. When they prosecuted military personnel for far lesser security violations, they claimed that was necessary because national security was at stake. But when James Comey runs a classified information laundering operation through Columbia University that gets billions of taxpayer dollars, when Adam Schiff approves leaking intelligence to damage a sitting president with the deliberate intention of impeaching him, when FBI agents coordinate with media outlets to spread classified information, the same Department of Justice under Garland, the same legacy media that had a collective panic attack over Trump, suddenly developed selective blindness. This is precisely why they lost. This is precisely why they were clobbered in November. The nation has eyes. We can see it. We know a two-tier justice system, and we could smell it, and it's gross. We can sense a protection racket for the political elite. We see it. Hillary Clinton's classified emails on a private server, no charges. Comey's classified leaks through academic intermediaries, no charges. Schiff's approved intelligence leaks, no charges. But Donald Trump stores documents at his Mar-a-Lago residence with Secret Service protection, documents that he alone ultimately has plenary authority over. Federal raid and indictment. No one's above the law. Oh, F you. You frauds, you fakes. What these documents that Cash has just declassified reveal isn't just corruption. It's rot. It's the systematic weaponization of our intelligence agencies against political opposition. I mean, gang, when the FBI becomes the Democrat Party's opposition research department, when the CIA's analytical products become campaign materials, when the Justice Department prosecutes Republicans while protecting Democrats, that's not a constitutional republic. That is the very definition of a banana republic. This is exactly what the founding fathers feared when they designed our system of checks and balances. They understood. I'm getting upset here. They understood that concentrated power corrupts, and that those in power will always be tempted to use government force against their political enemies. And so they distributed that power, but in a way that a single political establishment, a uniparty, has reconcentrated. So where do we go from here? Well, Attorney General Pam Bondi, she now has all of these declassified documents. The statute of limitations for classified information leaks is typically 5 years, but it can be extended to 10 for willful violations. So they will obviously be doing that. Legal experts do believe there is ample time to impanel grand juries and compel testimony from Comey, from Richmond, from Schiff, from others. But this will only happen if we demand it, just like we did back on November the 5th. If we stay informed, if we stay engaged, if we refuse to let this evidence disappear into the Washington memory hole like so many other scandals, then we're going to see some success here. The deep state is counting on our attention moving to the next crisis. We cannot let them win through our fatigue. So let me know what you think in the comments section below. Let's fire up those comments. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else, because the swamp is deeper than we imagined, but sunlight remains the best disinfectant. And thanks to brave whistleblowers and investigative journalists, the sun is finally shining on the darkest corners of our government. The question is, will we, the people, demand justice, or will we let them get away with it again? Have you locked in your seat from my America Awakened Masterclass yet? Because seats are filling up fast. This is your shot to grab our Freedom Week discount before the price goes up. This isn't scripted. It isn't safe. And it sure as heck isn't censored. It's real, it's raw, and it's unapologetically patriotic. Just like the early days of Turley Talks that helped ignite a movement. But listen, this discount won't last. Click the link, claim your spot, and join the rising tide of Americans reclaiming faith, family, and freedom. Let's light the fire of liberty and awaken America together.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.